All right, we're now joined by driver of the number 19 Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing, Chase Briscoe. Chase, you're back home. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing since you've been here and what else you might have planned?
Yeah, it's been a fun couple days. I got to go back to Mitchell. I guess we came in Wednesday night and spent all day yesterday there, and getting to see grandparents and aunts and uncles and just get to spend time at home, which was really, really nice. Then today the kids are all going to the zoo. Tonight we're going to Hinklefield House and doing some stuff with Butler, which is really cool. I grew up a diehard Butler basketball fan, like used to watch every game. So one of my favorite players was Ronald Norad, who's the coach now. So that's going to be really neat just to get to go do all that. But yeah, it's been a fun time. We're doing a family cookout again tomorrow night, and just getting to spend time with family at home is always nice.
Awesome. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll get a mic on over to you. Start right here in the middle.
Devin Kupka, 5 to Go Podcast. Given that you have Indiana roots, would you be ever interested in running an Indy 500 Coke 600 double?
I get this question every now and then. Truthfully, I love the Indy 500. The whole month of May, like, I watch every practice, obviously tuned into qualifying and the race too. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I think I'll just be the first one to admit I'm not man enough to do it. I don't want to wreck at 240. So I've always joked, I would love to start and park the Indy 500. I don't think that'll ever happen, but I would love to do the pre-race, do the driver intros, ride around, do the pace lap, take the green flag, and then I'll just pull her down pit road and watch the rest of the race. I don't know. I just never have had, an itching desire. Once I got to the Cup Series, at least. Before I got to the Cup Series, I wanted to run the Indy 500, and once I got here, I got married, I had kids, and, if I'm 31 and single with no kids, I would probably run the double. But having kids now, I just don't want to risk getting hurt. And it can happen, obviously, in a Cup car, too. But I think just adding that risk is something that, truthfully, I'm just not willing to do right now. And even that same reason I kind of stepped away from sprint car racing as a driver was just I don't want to get hurt. I've had a lot of buddies get hurt and paralyzed here lately, and like I said, it can happen in a Cup car, but just adding that risk to me is just not worth it right now.
And what would it mean for you to win a Brickyard 400, given that this is, right in your backyard?
It would mean everything. I mean, I would put this race over the Daytona 500 or any race. If there's one race, you could take every win I've ever had in my career away, and if I could just have one Brickyard 400 win, I would be happy and content. So, yeah, this is the one race I want to win more than any other. I put a ton of pressure on myself to come here and try to win. And, you every time you don't win, that's one less opportunity. You don't really have a ton. When you think about the big scheme of things, you only get to run here maybe 15 times in your career. So to try to win one's, pretty difficult to do. So, yeah, it would mean a lot. I was able to win here in 2020 in Xfinity, but it was during COVID. So, what makes Indy to me so special is all my family being here and friends and family and fans, and I didn't get to experience that with any of them. It was just completely empty. So hopefully I can win this weekend, or at least at some point in my career. It would definitely be the highlight of my career for sure.
Go ahead.
Andrew Kim for SpeedwayMedia.com. Chase, you are coming off three top fives over the last four races, including the victory at Chicagoland, and what has the momentum been like for you and the 19 team over the last, especially since the start of the summer, and could it come a better time here at your home track here at Indy where you've won the pole here last year?
Yeah, truthfully, the last 4 weeks, I think we finished first, second, third, and 36th, and that's kind of been how our season's gone. We've either finished in the top five or we're 30th on back, and even the first 4 weeks of the season, I think we were 35th, 36th, 36th, and second. So it's just that's just how our season's been. We either finish in the top five or 10, or we're 30th on back. So hopefully this is one of those weeks where we're in the top five and finish. Even those races where we haven't got the finish, we've been fast enough to win or run up front. We just have stuff happen. So the execution piece has not been great for us. That's something that we need to clean up on our group. But the speed-wise has been phenomenal. So hopefully this weekend we can kind of do it all right and have the speed, have the execution. I know our car should be really fast. We're just see if we can do those little things right. And this track, I feel like it's amplified more than anywhere else. You have to execute. you know, you can't have a bad pit stop. Your strategy has to be on point. And if you lose track position, your day is typically pretty much over. Like, you just can't drive back through the field like you can at other tracks. So hopefully we can do all those things right.
We're going to come here in the middle to Dustin.
Dustin Long, USA Sports. Chase, early in the season, you and others were talking about you need to really be in the top five to have a chance to win the championship when the chase begins. With the way Denny has made his run, and certainly that is not everybody's going to be able to do that, but does that give you hope that if you are not in the top five or six, that there is still a pathway or a legitimate shot to win the championship or not?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that there's still a legitimate shot no matter where you're at. Now, it makes your life way harder, you know, if you're not in the top five. But, yeah, I mean, if you have a 2011 Tony Stewart run where you win 5 out of 10 races, like, you're going to be right there in the mix for it, especially with just how weighted wins are now with those extra bonus points. You can make up a lot of points quick. I mean, us at Chicago is a great example. We were, I think, 109 points back of fifth going into Chicago, and we left Chicago 40 points out of fifth. Like, you can just gain so many points if you can win a race. So, yeah, I think once the chase starts, if you can win 3 or 4 races, like, you can close up really, really quickly. I don't think you're ever going to be out of it as long as you can win races. If you can win races and dominate stages and things, then it really you can make big chunks out of the points pretty quickly. But you still have to have a little bit go your way from the guy you're chasing, right? Like, they can't be having 45-point days when you're scoring 70-point days. It's still, you got to have some bad days in there. So I don't know if you're ever out of it, but you got to be able to win. If you can't win races, you're not going to make up, you know, big chunks of the lead.
Yeah. We're going to go in the middle here to Jeff.
Obviously, a big part of Brickyard 400 lore is your idol, Tony Stewart, winning here. And, you know, that emotional moment. Have you thought about what that would be like for you? If you did win it, would you climb the fence, perhaps?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing it all. I'm climbing the fence, kissing the bricks. I'm going in the grandstands. I mean, it might take them an hour and a half just to get me to victory lane. So, yeah, I'll be doing all of it. Yeah, hopefully it happens. It'll be entertaining. It'll be long. I'm just warning you. There might be 2-3 chapters of Victory Lane, but it'll be fun.
All right, we'll go over here to Rich, and then to Steven.
Chase, Rich and I with Channel 13 here in Indy. How much family and friends will be here? How big is the contingent? And are there some family that come just to this race to see you that maybe don't see any other races all year long?
Yeah, there's definitely. I mean, family wise, there's a lot, you know, like distant family for sure. There's a lot that come to this one. But, yeah, all my aunts and uncles and, like, you know, first cousins will all come to this one, you know, where they don't go to – I mean, my aunts and uncles go, but, like, the, you know, the cousins are, you know, they have young kids. So the young kids don't get to go, really, except for when we're here in Indy because they all live in Indy. So, yeah, there'd be a lot of people here. And then just my hometown, like Lawrence County in general, there's a lot of people that normally will drive up from Lawrence County for this race. And just I get to see a lot of people that – I don't see any other time of the year, like whether it's old teachers or, you know, people I went to school with. Like, I'll be walking through the Midway and, you know, I'll see somebody I went to school with or, you know, is a grade or two around me. So, yeah, I just don't get that, you know, any other week of the year. So it's really, really cool. And, you know, even like I always joke, like when I come here, like people are cheering for me. And like, it's just different. Like, I don't have loud cheers every single weekend, where here I feel like I'm like the fan favorite. So it's just a really cool thing to get to experience. And I feel like just, you know, when you're a Hoosier-born driver and you come race here, like, the crowd just gets behind you unlike anywhere else. You know, I don't feel like they do that at other racetracks or other states even. So, you know, I've been on the other side where, you know, I'm the one cheering for Tony or Ed Carpenter or, you know, Connor Daly in the Indy 500 just because that's the Indiana guy. Like, I want to see them win it. And it's cool to be on the other side of the fence when you're that guy getting that reception.
Go on the back to Steven.
Steven Toronto, NASCAR pole position. Chase, you were asked about this on Twitter the other night, and I know that your response was, you know, I just hope I'm in it. But it looks like Days of Thunder 2 has gotten the green light to go ahead. Do you have any expanded thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think that'll be something that's huge, truthfully, just for the sport in general. You know, just to have, I mean, just a movie, right? Whether that's a Pixar Cars type movie or Talladega Nights, like a comedy, or, you know, something as serious as Tom Cruise coming and doing Days of Thunder 2, it's just a great thing to move the needle for our sports. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what happens from it. I think we're definitely seeing an uptick in people coming to the racetrack and being a part of that, whether even if they're just Tom Cruise fans, right, and want to see Tom at the racetrack. But I'm very interested to see the filming process of it. I mean, I'm assuming they're going to have a car on the racetrack when we're racing, right? And I mean, Tom Cruise does all of his own stunts, so is he going to be ripping that thing around Daytona or wherever we're at? So I'm excited for that piece of it. And yeah, just excited to be a part of the process, whether I'm, you know, just the cars on the racetrack or I have a one-liner in it. I think it'll be pretty cool to be able to just be a part of that process.
Yeah. And you mentioned being part of the process. Pretty much everyone in this generation and past generations of drivers grew up with Days of Thunder. Do you feel like guys are going to be falling over each other for the opportunity to have a cameo in this or something? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the guys that know, like Connor Zillich, he's probably never saw it. I know Christopher Bell's never seen Days of Thunder, so y'all need to give him a hard time about that. But, yeah, I think, you know, 99% of the field is going to be dying to be in the movie one way or another. And, you know, truthfully, when I heard about the chance of it coming, it truthfully made me think of Kyle, just, you know, the rowdy thing and just how much he probably would have wanted to be a part of it. So that kind of made me sad. But, yeah, I think a lot of the drivers in the field will be trying everything they can to be a part of this.
Gotcha. Thanks, Chase.
Thank you.
We're going to come down here in the front, all the way to the left.
Phil from Fox 59. Next stop for you guys is Iowa. It's going to be the third time the Cup cars have run there. So just what's your comfort level with that track after having a couple of experiences there?
Yeah, Iowa's always been one of my favorite tracks on the schedule. You know, more so before they repaved it. The old Iowa was like my absolute favorite place track-wise in the world. I always joke now it's kind of like your ex-high school girlfriend. Like it's kind of the same, but it's way different when you see her 20 years from now. It's just not... I don't know. There's some feelings there, but she looks totally different. That's kind of the new Iowa, I feel like. So, yeah, I mean, I'm still looking forward to going there. I think it's a great track for us. You know, I think we sat on the pole there last year, ran second. So feel comfortable going there. It's a tough track just because half of it's repaved. So there's, like, a ton of grip on half. There's not a lot of grip on the other half. So the groove is kind of narrow. But, yeah, I feel really good about going there. I feel like that's one of my better racetracks just in general. So, yeah, hopefully we can go there and continue to have good runs.
Are there any final questions for Chase? All right, Chase, thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys.